Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
We thought of, you know, closing yung mga days na hindi malakas. Kapag talaga tumaas po po yung cases, na yun yung sabi ko, kapag tumaas yung cases, hindi maganda yung sales, let's close yung araw, yung mga araw, like, let's say Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, na hindi naman malakas para hindi mataas yung pay natin sa staff, and then wala naman income from, you know, from customers, from yung sa sales namin.
Kinakasana ni Nicole Ting at ng kanyang business partner na si Mark Vasquez ang mga plano sakaling magpatuloy ang pagtaas ng kaso ng COVID-19 at mas maapektuhan ang kanilang restaurant na Samgyupsarap AU sa Melbourne. Nagsara ang mga katabing negosyo nila kaya bagaman nariyan ang pangamba, mas nais nilang tutukan ang mga dapat gawin upang patuloy na maging bukas at malampasan ang mga pagsubok.
I'm worried pa rin pero mas worried ako sa staff namin kung kaya ba nila makapasok sa work kasi kung wala rin sila, hindi rin naman mag-open yung business. So siguro sila yung mas worried ko pero kung sa business, yes, yun. Kung hindi kami open, hindi din kami magkakaroon ng customers na papasok sa restaurant. Sana talaga hindi naman magtumaas pa.
Honestly, I don't know what to feel. Like, I'm more so like just going through the motions na lang. And I try not to worry much anymore. Like, technically, basically, bahala na kayo. No. Yeah, I think I've come to the point that it's somewhat exhausting to worry. And I just try to keep a positive attitude towards it na, you know, we'll overcome this.
Para matugunan ang mga problema sa kakulangan ng mga supply at tauhan, binago ng gobyerno ang definisyon ng close contacts upang makabalik agad sa trabaho ang ilan. Maswerte pa anila ang restaurant at wala pang nagkakasakit sa kanilang 8 staff na lagi din nilang inaalam ang kalagayan. Hindi pa din sila nagkakaroon ng problema sa supply ng pagkain at sangkap dahil mas pinili nilang kumuha sa mga lokal na karnihan at tindahan.
Ako po predominantly yung nag-organize ng order and stuff. I suppose fortunate enough na in terms of supplies we didn't really have issues, and kasi we tried to connect with local businesses, which is our main intention, para matulungan din sila. And the butchers still continue to supply us with meats, and yung mga imports na mga kunwari yung mga Korean ingredients po is still ongoing, so there wasn't really an issue with that so far. I hope there wouldn't be an issue.
Ipinakita ng data ng Google Mobility ang malaking epekto ng COVID-19. Sa tulong ng location history ng mga taong gumagamit ng mobile phone, nakikita ang paggalaw ng mga tao sa mga lugar. Ayon sa data, bumaba ng 16% ang paggalaw ng mga tao sa syudad ng Brimbank sa Victoria kung saan naroon ang restaurant ni Mark, samantalang 54% naman ang ibinaba sa mismong Kapitolyo ng Melbourne. Ganito din ang sitwasyon sa mga malalaking syudad sa buong Australia. Bagaman may mga araw na walang tao, sinubukan pa din ni Nicole at Mark na sumugal.
Some shops would prefer to close it, to close their shops, but we took that risk. Mark, again, I'd give that to Mark who took that risk because we were both, I was on that side of medyo safe na I think we should only open on Friday, Saturday, Sundays, yung talagang most likely may customers. But he said, no, let's try to do it with Tuesday, yung mga weekdays na medyo hindi naman mataas yung sales, pero let's see what would happen.
Aksidente lang ang ideya ni Mark at Nicole na magsimula ng food service delivery ng Korean barbecue. Unang customer nila ay mga kaibigang international student na nagtitipid at nais makakain sa restaurant.
Nag-start po kami as food delivery service noong June 2020, noong pandemic talaga. Yung mga people, they resort to food delivery service, ganyan. And kami, gusto namin provide ng food and service na unique, na makakapag-deliver kami na may free rental ng 2-in-1 grill, ganyan. Parang nasa restaurant sila pero nasa comforts of their home sila, na nakakapagluto, nakakain, ganyan. And of course, dapat yung affordability nandoon din.
Si Nicole na nasa Pilipinas ang abala sa administrative, human resources, marketing at promotions, lalo't may background dito sa negosyo. Samantalang ang hilig ni Mark sa pagluluto ang kanyang lakas at siya naman ang tumutok sa operations sa Melbourne.
Ever since since food delivery service pa lang kami up to now that we have a restaurant. He's still a nurse and I'm also working full-time for another job here. But still, yung communication, it's all online. It's so we make sure that we have time to sit down and then to communicate with him what's happening with the business, how we can improve it sa food namin, sa service namin for that. Kasi simple pa lang naman before food delivery. Pero laging every month, okay, let's do this. Ganto naman next time. Ito yung promotions natin. Ito yung marketing natin. Yun, hanggang sa mga savings, ganyan.
Pumatok ang kanilang ideya at sinuportahan din ng Filipino community sa kasagsagan ng mandatong stay at home. Dahil may demand, nagbukas sila ng restaurant noong August 2021. Pero isang buwan pa lamang ay napilitang pansamantalang isara dahil sa panibagong lockdown.
Of course, it was disheartening kasi we're just putting our feet on the ground and relying on, you know, the influx of customers to basically come in and eat at our shop. And of course, my heart is to the staff really. Na kasi ako, I could sustain myself in terms of working sa hospital, which didn't really pose a problem because healthcare workers had a lot of demand during that time still. Yung challenges basically is, you know, how are we going to sustain the business, paying bills, the rent, you know, how are we going to provide work or income for the staff. But basically because yung foundations nga po ng business is, you know, we started in food delivery, so we were able to lean back onto that. Yun nga, dahil because we have a physical shop, people could go there for takeaways. But we did reduce our staffing to like a skeleton staff, just barely bare minimum.
Malaking bagay ani lang suportang pinansyal ng gobyerno ng panahon na yon. At umaasa silang magkakaroon muli ngayon sakaling patuloy na tumaas ang kaso ng COVID-19 sa gitna ng paghalat ng Omicron variant.
We did got support from the government, so that's a really good help for us. It was able to cover some of the expenses, but of course not everything, because we have utilities and such, and we didn't, and the shop wasn't open po. So we had to resort for food delivery service. So sa admin side, yes, since I was doing the financials, the grant was able to assist, but we needed more income through delivery and pickups to pay off other, you know, overhead expenses ng business namin. So it's not exactly a profit, especially we're a new business. It was a loss definitely from the time we started till now. It's getting better than before since we are operating every day now since November, and then mas okay na rin sa staff namin, mas kaya namin i-reduce yung expenses namin with that. Yung nag-gauge na rin namin kung ano yung gagawin namin sa menu namin, kailangan ba taasan or babaan yung prices, i-remove ba yung iba. Yung nai-improve po na namin nang nai-improve yung business.
Sa kasulukuyan ng Commonwealth Government ay may Small and Medium Enterprise Recovery Loan Scheme kung saan tutulungan ang mga eligible na negosyong apektado ng pandemya na umutang sa mas mababang interes. Iba't iba naman ang tulong na ibinibigay ng bawat estado sa mga negosyong dumaranas ng hirap sa panahon ng pandemya. Sa mga staff naman, ang Pandemic Disaster Payment ang pwedeng applyan para sa mga empleyadong kailangan mag-isolate, quarantine o mag-alaga ng isang may COVID-19. Sa Victoria, may inilabas na Commercial Tenancy Relief Scheme na tutulong sa pagbayad sa renta ng mga negosyo, ngunit dapat ay nasa kaukulang sitwasyon para makakuha nito. Pansamantala, patuloy ang pagsunod ng restaurant nila Mark at Nicole sa mga COVID safety plan upang panatilihing ligtas sa mga staff at customer.
The check-in thing helped out, and basically we're keeping the thing to a minimum, how painful it may be. But we've spaced out our tables to a way na, you know, they're distanced from each other. Yeah, constantly cleaning, wearing masks for our staff while preparing food, general safety things, and yeah, encouraging people to keep on, you know, if they're not eating, wearing their mask and hand sanitizing, which we provided at the entry of our door.
Plano sanang iwan nila Mark at Nicole ang kani-kanilang trabaho upang tutukan ang negosyo full-time. Ngunit sa gitna ng mga kawalan ng katiyakan dahil sa pandemya, pinili nilang pagsabayan nito. Kahit na may mga hamon at pagsubok, positibo pa din ang kanilang pananaw para sa negosyo.
Basically, despite all of these happening, is for the business to grow. I hope that within this year, we'll be able to be stabilized and also, you know, provide a better service for our customers. And who knows, in the near future, we'll be able to have, God willing, a second branch.
from stability to expansion. That's our goal po talaga. That's our dream. Even before we opened the restaurant, to have another branch here or even another branch in another city, even here in the Philippines. And in the meantime, it's really about the stability of the business.
TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.